Good morning, church. You might notice that there is an extra person up here today, inconspicuously mounted on my left side. There's a certain number of things that only happen once in your life, and your first birthday also happens once. And a couple days ago, David turned 1 year old. So he's very excited about this. He probably won't remember this, and years from now he'll look back on some video and say, I was really, really small. But happy birthday, David. You want to say something? There we go. So, anyways, the reason bringing him up here was because normally when we do birthdays later on, that's his nap time. He just doesn't, his batteries aren't powerful enough to make it that far. So he's happy right now, but he's going to get groggy real quick. So, Katerina? Did you really want to sing? Okay, well, Mama, come on back up here. We'll bring her up on the stage, too. All right, here we go. Yuri, if you could. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you. Well, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. So we're going to sing here. Father, we thank you that we have, again, another day here on this earth, that we have the breath of life inside of us, and we were able to make a decision to come here. Now, fathers, we're here at the beginning of the service. We're ready to sing and to praise you, to lift up and glorify the name of Jesus. Father, we simply ask that once again, with your Holy Spirit, you would simply come and meet us here, that as we lift up our voices and our praise and songs to you and glorify you, there would just be an awesome time of worship like we've never had before. In Jesus' name, amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. And the devil's mad,
and the devil's mad,
and I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad.
And the devil's mad,
and the devil's mad,
and I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad.
And the devil's mad, and I'm so glad. He lost a soul that he thought he had. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. And that's not all.
And that's not all.
There's more besides.
There's more besides.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
There's more besides.
There's more besides.
And that's not all. There's more besides. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. My Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
We get so close.
We get so close.
My Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
We get so close.
We get so close.
My Lord and I, we get so close. He fills me with the Holy Ghost. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. If you want to see,
if you want to see
the devil run,
the devil run.
If you want to see,
if you want to see
the devil run,
the devil run.
If you want to see the devil run, shoot him with the gospel gun. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. My Lord, he did,
my Lord, he did.
Just what he said.
Just what he said.
My Lord, he did.
My Lord, he did.
Just what he said.
Just what he said.
My Lord, he did just what he said. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. You can talk about me
just as much as you please.
You can talk about me
just as much as you please.
You can talk about me just as much as you please. I'll talk about you down on my knees. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. And that ain't all.
There's a whole lot more.
And that ain't all. There's a whole lot more. And that ain't all. There's a whole lot more. Jesus Christ is the open door. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
Amen.
You can breathe now.
Thank you, Lord.
I have been redeemed indeed. And it was a wonderful day.
Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
from glory to glory, as it says.
Wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross a Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace He did proffer, He saved me, oh praise His dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross a Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessings supernal, from His precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross a Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen indeed. Heaven came down. That's as close as we get, right? Right here and now. We get a little taste of it. Heaven came down to be able to feel the weight of sin just drop off of us, to be met by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in a supernatural way. Happens once in your life. And then someday we will see them face to face.
He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. thanks, give thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. More about Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More, more about Jesus, more, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More, more about Jesus, more, more about Jesus, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More, more about Jesus, more, more about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I would say a good trait of you can tell if you're born again, you cannot get enough of Jesus. You like to talk about Jesus. You like to listen about Jesus. You like to read about Him. And there's just not really a point where you ever get bored with Jesus.
Amen.
It's new every day. And even the stuff that you already know, it's still good. It just never gets old.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of mine own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Thank you, Lord.
By His word, I have no fear in me. By His word, death cannot swallow me. By His word, I have prosperity. By His word, sickness can't dwell in me. By His word, I walk in victory. By His word, I've been set free. By His name, I have no fear in me. By His name, death cannot swallow me. By His name, I have prosperity. By His name, sickness kept dwelling me. By His name I walk in victory. By His name I've been set free. By His blood I have no fear in me. By His blood death cannot swallow me. By His blood I have prosperity. By His blood sickness can dwell in me. By His blood I walk in victory. By His blood I've been set free. By Jesus Christ I walk in victory. By His word I've been set free.
Amen.
Exalting Him.
to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Today with this. Fill my cup, Lord, that as much as he fills it, we can always ask for a bigger cup, to be able to say, I want a bigger cup. My cup is now full. I'm ready for another size. I want to go a little bit larger. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill it up and make me whole.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Yes, we want to have a full cup.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those that keep His commandments and His praise endures forever. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be blessed upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He's gracious and full of compassion. He will not be afraid of evil tidings, for his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And Lord, we want to thank you and praise you. Praise your holy name. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we thank and praise you, Heavenly Father. There's no want to them that fear the Lord. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching us today. We thank you for a glorious day, for a day that the Lord has made. And we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly is He to be praised. And we want to thank you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory. We thank you, Lord, that our mind will be upon you, our focus will be upon you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father. Let his mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. Taking upon him the form of a servant, he became in the likeness of men. And became and being in fashion as a man. Hallelujah. Being in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. And God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we want to thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for touching each and every one of us, O Lord. And we pray, not our will, but thy will be done. And we want to thank you today. Thank you again and again, O Lord, for touching us, for bringing a change in us, for giving us the victory, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you anoint the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and touch each and every one of us. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony today. The anointing upon Karen, we pray, in the name of Jesus, as she gives the invitation. And we pray, O Lord, let your name be glorified today in this body of believers. In every area of this ministry, let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified, we pray, Father. And we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, provider. Thank you, Lord, that you are going to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You told us in the word, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. But he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So every man has their purpose in their heart, let them give today. Not grudgingly, nor of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being our provider, Lord. And out of what you have given us, we're going to give to the work of the Lord. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today and always. And with this prayer, we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
It's testimony time, and I'd like to know who wants to brag on Jesus this morning. Okay, I see a couple of hands. So first, I see your hand. First, I'd like to call on Carol.
I'm glad you called me first because I have a prophecy, and it's hard to delay that. The Lord would say this morning that, and we're in the end times, and the day is at hand, and we can do work now, but the night will come when we cannot do work, and there is an urgency, and we should look at our own lives and think, what are we doing? Are we wasting our time? And of course, we all have areas where we waste time. And the Lord wants to encourage people who have given up, because that's the enemy's plan, is to put you on the sideline. He wants you to just say, well, I can't do it. I don't have any good qualities. I am not chosen by God. I don't have this or that. And those, of course, are lies that are planted in your mind so that you will give up. And everyone has a position and a ministry that the Lord has given to you, a purpose in life. And even if you're very, very busy with earning a living and raising children, the Lord has a purpose and work for you to do. And we are not to give up, because nothing can happen when we give up. And then another area where fruitlessness can come is when people are striving and striving in their own ability. And the Lord would have us to realize that He doesn't always have the same goals as you do. He doesn't always want us to have the same things that we want. And so in our striving, we need to make sure that we are striving for the same thing that He wants. But if it's the same thing that God wants, we do not have to accomplish it through human effort, because human effort without God is toil, fruitless toil. The only way that we can accomplish God's goals are to rest in Him. And this rest is not a passive rest that we do in Him, but it is a rest. And He takes the burden and does it through us. It's a miracle. When we yield to Him, it's a miracle. And then that way we are resting, because He is doing the work in us. But it is not a passive activity. We're not just sitting there waiting until the Lord does a miracle to us. We step forward in faith, and He comes in and gives us the power to do that which He's called us to do. And everyone has a job, and the Lord would want us not to waste our time. He wants us to be ambitious and working for Him.
Well, I would venture to say that that word speaks to every one of us. It certainly speaks to me, and I'm going to ponder on that some more. I felt this morning, I felt like I was kind of under attack. I had a very wonderful day yesterday, spending the day with my roommate and friend, Sister Pamela. And then it seemed like, I was hit really hard this morning, and everything that happened yesterday sort of went topsy-turvy. And sometimes it's hard to turn around and apply what we know to be truth when you're under attack. And so, you know, this is just a really good reminder to step back and listen to what I know to be the truth that is in Jesus Christ, and that when I am under attack, that I need to step back and pray. Joanne.
Good morning. I have a lot of joy. I heard a beautiful message Thursday night, which was needed. It was an old message and well needed. Cleanliness is next to godliness. My home was clean, but my car was not. I went home and I vacuumed my car. Praise God.
Reggie, come on up.
I want to tell you a little story about my son, who's not here today, but he'll be here next Sunday. He was a Boy Scout. And as a Boy Scout, you know, you learn to do a good deed every day. And I think that what he did was magnificent. About last Wednesday, I think it was, just this week, he had to get some gasoline for his car. And it was all of a sudden he found out he's out of gas. And he drove up to a gas station. And the timing of this is very important. And while he was at the gas station, the lady came up to him. She had a van like his, a white van with windows. And she was on her way from Texas to Portland. She had about six or seven little kids with her. And she had no money. So she asked him to help her out. And he listened to her story and it seemed plausible. You know, today, well, it has been for a long time, people come up and beg, and most of the time they're begging for money to buy liquor. So Ricky took us all into consideration, and he bought her a tank of gas so she could go to maybe to Redlands that far. She left. She got the gas and left, and he was still there. And he began to realize, my gosh, this woman with all the children is going to have a hard time making it up to Portland. And he didn't know too much of how long she'd been driving from Texas. Probably hadn't slept coming into Texas. So he decided he would take his van and see if he could find her again. It was on Greenback Avenue. And so he went up and down. He gave up. Couldn't find her. But he decided to go into Sam's place, and there he found the car and the kids. And she had already stopped and bought the kids a hamburger because I guess they were hungry. And so he talked to the lady again, and he gave her a little over $100 so she could make it up there. Now, Rick is, he tells me all the time that he's unemployed, but he does jobs around. He's been getting quite a few jobs here to keep going pretty well. So $100 to him was a lot of money, and it was a big sacrifice, and it was a very good duty that he did. So he went in the store and bought some bread and cheese and things that they could use on the way to Oregon. He gave her the money, and he talked to the children. Talked to them about how Jesus takes care of them, and so they said a prayer in their van. Anyways, a story I thought I'd share with you. I remember I was telling a story about this fellow in San Francisco near the federal building where I used to work, and it was in the evening, about 6 o'clock in the summertime, and a black guy came up and asked me for a handout. And he said, can you give me a quarter to buy a cup of coffee? And I was very generous at that particular point, so I reached my pocket and picked out a silver quarter when they were real silver and gave it to him. And I said, but you're not going to buy coffee with it, are you? He says, nope. I knew he was going to buy liquor with it. So I reached in my pocket. I took all the changes. Here, take this. So he took it and left and was happy. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Are there any other testimonies? Okay, I'm going to share one testimony, and then I'm going to turn it over to Pastor John. A couple of weeks ago, I was on my way to work, and everyone, I think, knows that I have a new job, and It's many times you're sitting on one side of the fence and you think the grass is greener on the other side, so you think you're going to go over there. Well, I do believe that God led me to this, the new job. It is a lot less stressful than my previous job, but it's hard going from one place where you're considered the expert to another place where you're just the newbie who's learning the ropes. And I've been there for about 90 days now. And I was very, very frustrated because I didn't believe that I was really getting it. And there's a lot of thinking and writing involved in it. It's not like tasks that I have to do. It's this very abstract stuff. So I was real frustrated, and basically I was at a point of hopelessness and total despair. And I thought that I needed to take a mental health day off. So I was in my car, and I was driving to work, and I was very desperate, and I was crying, and I was, you know, I didn't want to go. And I was in such a state of affairs that I really didn't want anyone to see me in that condition. Well, I didn't want them to know how weak I was and that I couldn't handle this job that I had been hired for. And really what I wanted to do is I wanted to run away. And what I did is I called a friend and I asked her to pray for me that, you know, that I would, that Jesus, you know, would take away this despair. And basically I was under, you know, demonic attack. And so we prayed, she prayed for me and I agreed with her. And then I asked that in addition to, you know, this taking away all this stuff, that I would be able to walk in the door and no one would know that I had been in this terrible state, and that they wouldn't be able to tell. You know how when you cry, your eyes get all red and your face gets all scrunched up and ugly, you know? Well, I wanted the Lord to take that all away so that I could walk in and no one would know what was going on. And then I would be able to have an intelligent, instead of a bumbling conversation with my boss, and be able to tell her what my concerns were. And you know what? The Lord did it. And it was real. At the moment that I called Carol, I was in Rancho Cordova, and I drive up to El Dorado Hills. And so within 15 minutes or so, all of the outward physical signs, as well as the inside turmoil, was totally gone. And that was just an absolute wonderful miracle from the Lord for me, and just showed me once again that all I have to do is call on Him, and He will take care of my needs. And with that, I will turn it over to Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Good to see you all here. I'm going to have a sharing with you God laid upon my heart to share some things with you. And particularly, I'm going to speak to our audience on the internet. We actually have a larger congregation around the world than what we have here in the church here in Sacramento. We have been asking God for help when it comes to production. And we have a number of books that we've been trying to get out, and we are just, what we would call it, bogged down. And I have two ladies that are working almost full time, and one of them is in training to layout and things of this nature. At the same time, they're also doing counseling and a number of other things. So we are constantly running behind. So last week or a week ago, something like this, Charles and I had what they call it, the crisis discussion. What do we do? And the Lord laid upon my heart and said, you know, I remember that we had a lady that years ago, back in 1988, helped us to lay out the Dove. And I had a first name. She lives out of state now, lives in another state. And so I said, if we can find her. Well, we did a number of different things. We eventually found her, called her up, and she's now retired. And she said, I'll be glad to help you out. And we felt, you know, well, praise God, you know, we can get some immediate relief as we are progressing. So we sent her some stuff and material and asked her if he can work on them. Then we found out that as we talked to her more this week, that she did not have the program that we thought she had, and her computer is kind of an older computer, so that was not working too well. I want to give you this background. I believe that God wants us to do something here. This lady used to live in Sacramento, and her husband divorced her because he simply wanted to be a full-time homosexual. So he simply said, you know, I'm done with you and our child, and he dumped her. She doesn't have a lot of income, lives in another state. Matter of fact, her income is $800 a month, which is very, very low to live on, so she has very few needs. Actually, very few things to meet her needs with. As I thought about this and prayed about it, we have in an audience a number of people that can give. And I'm going to ask today for prayer if we can, if somebody is outside the church, if you could help us and simply say, I want to help us out in this matter. Let me show you what we are lacking. I'm going to hold up one book first. I'm going to ask them to zoom in on that. And that is called Christian Dynamics, book number 1. It is sold out. I started revising that 15 years ago. 1-5. And we are down to just the last little things of getting it ready, but we just can't get it out of our hands. It's stuck. We got glue on our hands. That's one of them. In 2006, God spoke to me and wanted me to address the New Age and all the other things in preventive medicine, or actually the alternative medicine, which is a lot of occult. And I wrote a book in 2006 called The Devil's Garden of Weeds. That was 2006, which will be 3 years ago. We got this far. We got a prototype, and that's it. It's been sitting for 3 years. And there's no way that we can get to it because now we got the videos. We got all kind of different things, and we need help. On top of that, I just wrote down here to share with you, we have the Book of Revelation. I did a series on the Book of Revelation. We had the Book of Acts. Actually, the Book of Revelation is done. But we have the biblical truth about Israel. Should go into booklet form. Never done. Haven't had time. The Book of Acts. I'm working at right now. We have another book that I produced, Swine Flu, which needs to go out. It's just sitting there. We have another book called Identity. And there's a whole bunch of booklets that can be done. The material is there. Things are ready. We just don't have the manpower. So I'm going to ask, you might be any place in the world. And you might say, well, I can help a little bit or a lot. If you simply feel you heard a prophecy spoken today, and I did not know that prophecy was going to come, work while it's still day, because night comes when no one can work. If we get these books out now, they will do good. If we get them out later, there will be no good. So I'm going to ask you, the cost that I figured here to set this lady up, we can build the computer ourselves. By the program, we need $1,700. So if possible, if you're out there and can help us, we really appreciate that. Let me share some prayer needs as we're going to pray in just a few moments. You notice here today that Thomas Burns was not here. Thomas Burns, his wife Mary, got sick. They've been on vacation in Mexico. And he took ill Friday, the very last day. And does they call it the Montezuma Revenge? Is that what they call that? Anyway, that's what they got. So they are home right now nursing themselves and drinking hydrogen peroxide with distilled water. And so I told them to watch the program today that we're going to do that to check us out. To those of you that have been with us some time, we've been praying for a lady by the name of Debbie Machado. And you remember that we prayed for her and that we had different results and so on. Last Sunday, we prayed and thanked God. And God answered the prayer not the way we wanted it, but the way he wanted it. Most of the people that had cancer, you know, they linger a long time and they have problems. And it's very painful. She left the hospital last week, a week prior to that, on Wednesday, went home Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on the fifth day, she quietly went to be with Jesus. She just faded away. So we want to thank all of you that have prayed for Debbie. And there's one thing that we can rejoice over, and that is this. When she got the cancer about a year and a half ago, she was not saved. And she lived in Florida, came back here where her family is. And she got saved about 3 months ago and recommitted her life to Christ. And there is no doubt that she is born again. So we want to praise God that she is saved and that she has been healed permanently. We prayed for Teresa last week, and Teresa's here in the service today, and that you got a good report. You got a good report? Kind of? You want to come and share that? Joe, you want to come and share that?
We have a stage, yeah, stage mic. Well, Teresa, not everybody here knows this, but she has started incurring a lot of pain. And I mean, some of it was symmetrical pain down the leg. Some of it was in the midsection of the body that radiated all the way around from front to back. And there were several days there where it seemed like the prayer was bouncing off the ceiling or something, because she was just unable to get up in and out of a car and out, up and out of a chair and back into a chair. And I mean, John told me that they were going to bring it before the Lord. And it was early last week, right about Tuesday, that I noticed that she started really improving. And Tuesday, if I recall right, is prayer night, isn't it? So we're giving the glory to God. And she's been moving much better and has very little pain as I speak right now. So we're looking for good reports to continue coming in from the doctor. She's gotten a good blood test now and good x-rays. And also they did GI work, and it's all coming up negative. They're not finding anything. So we're praying for a complete healing. And I just thank you very much, congregation, for holding her up.
Praise God. Amen. We need to pound the oil prices. The speculators are at it, and it crept up to $160 a barrel. And we want to get that down, so we're going to pray for that. And also, I want to share this with you that are watching us and being with us, that we had a great month last month, and this month has been very slow. So if you can give what you can give, we appreciate that, so we can keep on going. But let's have everybody come up here. We're going to pray then. That would like to come up. And Joe, I'm not done with you yet. Come on up. I'm going to give you the asterisk that you will thank God for Teresa's healing. That will be your job today. So when we need to pray, just stay right here. And we're going to have pray for thank God for her healing. And I'm going to ask Sister Lois if you would take care of the oil prices. We need to get them down. And then Sister Joanne, if you would pray that God would help us to get our books done, if you would do that. And then Brother Soteris, if you would help us to pray for the finances. So Joe, I'll let you start off.
We just thank and praise you for the work that you do in healing our bodies. You are our healer, Father. Father, help us to remember always to come before you first before we look to doctors and other means to find healing. And Father, I just want to personally thank you, and I know Teresa also is very grateful alongside me, that you've reached down and miraculously touched her body and helped her so much. And Father, I look for full praying. I give you full healing. I give you the glory and all the honor for what you've done for us in this touching her as you have from head to toe. And Father, we're so grateful to you that every time we have had an incident where there's been something that would threaten us, that as we stand firm, you've come in and girded our loins with truth and helped us, Father, to hold forth that sword and keep our armor on and take on the enemy full force. I just thank and praise you for this healing in Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you and praise you for all the work that's been done on the books and the booklets. And all these things are the truth. Our pastor does a lot of research and he gets confirmations before he prints or speaks anything. We know him to be that way. And we thank you for this lady that's very graciously saying she will help us and that she loves you and that you're going to bless her in the work that she's going to be doing so these books can be gotten out now. And we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for showing her the light and the truth in every turn, everything that she reads, every layout that she plans for this church, for you, it's yours. And we just thank you and praise you for helping her in every way, Father God, and that when she does the layouts, that we can get them together and out into the hands of the public and the people and the congregations. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for the truth to be made known everywhere, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, we lift up this issue of the oil prices and the gasoline prices to you, Lord God, for you are the one that controls everything on earth, and you have jurisdiction over everything. And we come against, in the name of Jesus, we come against the speculators and those oil companies that are trying to drive up prices beyond what the oil costs. And each one of them in their greed are trying to make money off of this situation because they know we need the gas. Father God, we ask you to take over this area and to supersede anything that's being done that's dishonest or not fair, because you said you want a fair measure. You want your people to always give a fair measure. And we know that they are not your people, but you can still have them give us a fair measure so that those who need it to go to work will not be bled dry with over cost. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for what you have done, Lord. You have kept the prices down for a long time, and it's really been helpful. And we praise you and glorify your name always. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that you are a provider, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider of this church. You are the provider of each and every individual in this body of believers. And we want to thank you and praise you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you for everything beforehand, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask you to bless the finances of this church. Bless them exceedingly abundantly, we pray, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we thank you that your name be glorified in every area of this ministry. For you are our sun and our shield. You will give us grace and glory. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we thank you, O Lord. And also you said that without faith is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And Lord, we seek you diligently. And we thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, for increasing our numbers. Every chair here will be filled. And we want to thank you, and your name be glorified. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that now you've heard our prayers here today. And Lord, we pray for Bob and Diane for strength as they lost their daughter, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you're comforting them, knowing that in the future they will meet their daughter again in heaven. And we thank you for that. And Father God, I thank you for all the people administering with us, helping us out. And I just praise you, Father God, that we have the privilege of preaching, teaching, praying, and having a church and an outreach ministry, Father God, that goes around the world. This is a gift of God that you've given us. And we ask you right now, increase your power in us. Help us to walk closer with you yet, Lord. And Father, show us anything that we need to repent of. And I thank and I praise you now, Lord, that you heard our prayers and that we can serve you. And we do take heed to that prophecy given today to work while it's day, because night comes when no man can work. And we thank and we praise you for that now. And all of those in favor, actually that agree with us, said amen and amen. Praise God. You may be seated. At this time, the Lord told me to do something else. So, Sister Shireen, can you come back from the kitchen? And I want to see Sister Carol. Sister Shireen and Carol, can you come on up here? Okay. I want to introduce, this is Shireen Streisner. This is Carol West. And to those of you that are watching us and wondering, you know, who the people are. Well, I have called Carol General. General West. And she has been our chief counselor for quite some time. She answers a lot of things. She answers all the emails. And Friday, you were up at the production center and you had a session with a lady in West Virginia that you did deliverance on with a conference phone. And so you spent about 4 to 5 hours.
The first session was 2 hours. The next one that Shireen and I had was 3 hours. So it's a total of 5 hours so far.
So what we're doing is this, that, you know, people living in different parts of the world, we have done this with Germany, we've done this in other places, that we can call and minister. And so I really want to appreciate you too. Now, Sister Shireen is our designer-in-chief learning, right? Learning. And she has designed the flyer that we have here for the picnic that is not going to be a picnic. You want to just take the opportunity right now and tell them what we're going to do next Sunday?
Okay. A request has been made that if it's too hot outside, that we will stay here in the sanctuary. Otherwise, we will have the picnic if it's below 98 or so. So, but if it's in the hundreds, forget it. It's just too hot to go out there. So that's the plan.
So we really appreciate that. I want the people outside of it to see the two of you. They are just part of the people that are working, particularly in counseling, layout. You have also done all type of work on with our identity movement. We scanned it in. You've cleaned it up and so on. So I thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Well, let's have the outlines handed out at this time.